Newly married, the stress of living with my parents accumulated until one day, dizzy from the pressure, we plotted. Slow at first, of course, nothing elaborate, 2 or 3 banks per week, enough to afford a security deposit on an apartment and the extra we'd be forced to pay for the dog we wanted. We argued about the kind of masks to wear. It was like fighting over what Halloween characters to be. My parents gone to bed, we tacked pictures of famous criminals to the wall. Tanya robbing the Hibernia Bank with her captors. Bonnie goofing with Clyde in front of the flathead Ford V8, the 20-round automatic Browning stuck in his stomach. The Bader-Meinhof wanted poster, the two masterminds gazing off-camera like hipster graphic designers. Just by looking at the pictures, we shut down the city. Mind over matter, easy as winding up and slapping someone on the cheek. Phone stopped working. Our brainiac pulse bomb blacked out the grid. We shrunk the world to a private filament, a burned out halogen twig. Outside the bedroom window, where I used to watch my father pitch horseshoes in the backyard, and I helped string a fence around his tomatoes to protect against rabbits. Thrashing limbs, a tornado siren. "This is not a drill," I said and laughed. Hail cracking the concrete windowsill, covered with black dust kicked up by the roofers this week. We admired our pictures, the wind, and the way it made us feel small. Around aircraft, rotating whiplash fast, hovered high above the yard, size of a quarter held at arm's length, then shot up into the clouds and left a hole in the overcast. It stayed there until my father knocked. We lived under his roof and couldn't just ignore him. We pretended to be scared of this truly stunning weather. I'm fairly certain he believed us. We admired the wind, the feeling like ice chunks caught in downdraft, pitch black and split the trees with lightning. Clusters of brick and glass we'd find at daybreak. Our fault entirely, but try to prove it.